Interesting Items 0613. Howdy all, a few interesting items for your information. Enjoy. In this issue. 1. Jan 6. 2. Assassination. 3. DBD. 4. Negotiation. 5. Whitmer. 6. Blacklisting. 1. Jan 6. Democrats held their public show trial, produced by a former ABC News gonzo, complete with conveniently edited video overlaid with edited audio. The left is framing the riot as an insurrection. Their problem is that nobody knows about fraud that happened during the 2020 election. Although we do know that the entire system, 50 different systems in 50 different states, are unauditable. We are told that the courts never found any problems with the 2020 election. The problem is that the courts are the wrong tool to discover or adjudicate the problem. For instance, no Geiger counter discovered 2020 election fraud. Neither did oil pressure indicators in vehicles. Why? They are the wrong tools. With Jan 6, the mental state of the protesters is the entire story, the entire cause that congressional Democrats are attempting to make. The only important question is if the protesters believe that there was sufficient signal for fraud to take one last look at the election before the results were certified. Their mental case is the entire argument by Democrats. In the view of the protesters, they were trying to prevent what they believed to be an insurrection, certification of what they thought was a fraudulent election from taking place. So, the emphasis needs to move away from the question of election fraud to the question of whether or not the protesters thought there was sufficient signal of fraud to take another look. In charging the protesters with insurrection, never charged in court as yet, Democrats are mind-reading. Poorly. Democrats can make the case for an insurrection if they can find a protester, any protester, who wanted to overthrow the government. No such person exists. Republicans need to read the Scott Adams list of Democrat hoaxes into the public record just to set the baseline. These hoaxes would include, but not be limited to, injecting bleach, Charlottesville fine people, Russia collusion, Steele dossier, Mueller investigation, Jan 6 as an insurrection, Ukraine whistleblower, inciting the Jan 6 riot. Then ask if this is the basis for distrusting not only the government but also the fake news. If we hadn't seen the Steele dossier and the way both the Democrats and media played it up, they would have never thought that the election was rigged. In doing the Jan 6 hearings, Democrats are handing Republicans a loaded weapon pointed at Democrats and their sorry excuse for a party. A kill shot. Democrats are trying to argue that in a government where every single entity of that government is corrupt, an election system, run in 50 different ways in 50 different states, is the only thing that is clean as driven snow. Put fake news on trial. Republicans got this way because of what Democrats and fake news have been saying about them for decades, essentially victimizing Republicans. Looks like Democrats and the media are simply making things up, which victimize Republicans. For instance, Republicans need to point out that Democrats have been calling them Nazis for years and ask the media and Democrats if they are telling us that if we are Hitler, would they not do anything humanly possible to keep Hitler from winning, the kill Hitler question? And if you are willing to do anything to keep Hitler from winning, why doesn't that include election fraud? Another question would be why no insurrections before Trump? Why have we never seen an unarmed insurrection in American history? Was there something else different about this one? After listening to 5 solid years of fake news, Trump supporters got a result they didn't expect. They put that result in context with fake news and the Democrat hoaxes. What did you expect them to do? Lie down and take it like a sexual assault? Put some ice on that afterwards, Bill Clinton style? While we cannot know if the last election was rigged, we know with 100% certainty that the next one will be. Why? Because it can be. We as a nation, as a political class, especially at the national level, decided not to fix elections, which means the problem will continue. As a persuasion tip for Democrats, after years of calling Republicans Nazis, accusing them of acting like and being Nazis, their voters are apparently convinced that they are. See the next item regarding an assassination attempt on Justice Kavanaugh. And if Republicans are Nazis, isn't it your patriotic duty to rig elections to keep them out of office? Ask them in public. Force them to respond. The trap is there. It is loaded and ready to spring on Democrats and their enablers in the media and big tech. Democrats have given Republicans a gigantic opening to dismantle its entire hoax-making machinery. Indeed, manufacturing and promulgating hoaxes appears to be the current operating system for the Democrat Party. Republicans have not yet taken advantage of that opening. They should. Somewhere along the line, Democrats need to hear that there are consequences to framing Republicans as Nazis. One of the consequences is that Republican protesters will act as if Democrats believe what they are saying. What else can they possibly do, especially given multiple assassination attempts by Democrat true believers over the last few years? Hodgson's attempt on House Republicans is one example. The attempt on Kavanaugh is another. 2. Assassination. Speaking of an insurrection, last week had the arrest of a 26-year-old California Democrat armed with a gun and knife in the vicinity of Justice Kavanaugh's home for attempted murder of Kavanaugh. Charges also include kidnap. Speaking of insurrection, kidnap and murder of a Supreme Court judge with the goal of changing an as yet unannounced opinion, can best be called an insurrection, especially when Biden will get to nominate the replacement. Incitement for this came via Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who is in high dudgeon at a protest in front of the SCOTUS on Mar 4, 2020, threatening both Justice Kavanaugh and Gorsuch by name with the whirlwind if they did anything to overturn Roe. Here he is at his obsequious best. Granted, it is 2 years later, and Schumer did try to walk his words back a notch shortly afterwards, but incitement is still incitement. Here's where it gets interesting. Alaska's senior U.S. Senator, Lisa Murkowski, who spent 5 solid years embracing her inner never-Trump child, has been strangely silent about the assassination attempt. Murkowski infamously demanded Trump resign on January 8, 2021, questioning her future as a Republican. She blamed Trump for inciting the Jan 6 festivities. Her response to the Kavanaugh assassination attempt? Crickets. Apparently, to Lisa, it is only incitement if someone on the political right does it, especially if Schumer is doing it in defense of Roe. Lisa is reflexively pro-abort to the extent that it defines the very essence of what she is as a politician. Lisa has made no attempt to demand Schumer resign for his very blatant and public incitement of Democrat crazies. Should be an interesting campaign the next 4 months. 3. DVD. One of the more fun political cartoons I follow is Day by Day by Chris Muir. One word of warning, it is strictly NSFW, with explicit drawings. Muir goes after the political left with great gusto and is generally a pain in the backside. Today, he posted George Soros' address in Katona, NY for anyone interested, not unlike how the left has posted home addies for SCOTUS justices. He keeps the doors open with an annual fundraising campaign that lasts about a month. In the past, money was handled by PayPal, which cut him off at the last minute this year. He expected it and was ready for the act, moving smartly to Plan B. PayPal was famous as its initial cadre, including Peter Thiel and Elon Musk, certainly went on to bigger and better things. Appears their replacements are more interested in political leverage than business. Too bad. 4. Negotiation. The public negotiation between Elon Musk and the Twitter board of directors continued last week when the board promised to release the user information Musk has been demanding for 3 solid weeks, saying they were going to give Musk a fire hose of internal data. As yet, nobody knows the form or format of the data to be released, or if is, and probably will be, mixed with enough garbage to render it useless. Data releases by corporations, governments, any, all, other large entities are a favorite vehicle for the entity to cause the requester pain. More pain is generally better than less pain. And they are good at it. A recent example has been requested voter data from state election officials for J. Valentine's state election database. Valentine's group has the ability to clean the released data, putting it in usable form. I expect Musk and his investors have similar ability. Twitter's problem is that if the purchase is successful, Musk will find out who prepared and oversaw the release of garbage data, all of whom will be shortly looking for other employment. This negotiation will go one of 3 ways. If there are few bots, fake accounts, Musk will purchase Twitter for the offered price. If the data is unacceptable, Musk will walk away from the purchase, demonstrating that Twitter is run by liars, which will be hard on their stock prices. Best guess is that the number of fake accounts is substantially larger than the 5% Twitter is claiming, and Musk will drop his offer accordingly. It really is that simple, and everyone who is participating knows it. 5. Whitmer. What is it between the FBI and Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer? Not being content with tossing half of the Republican gubernatorial candidates on the basis of unacceptable petition signatures, the FBI got itself into the act last week, arresting Republican gubernatorial candidate Ryan Kelly on Jan 6 charges. They marched him out of his home in handcuffs for the assembled media, video which will assuredly show up in pro-Whitmer or third-party campaign ads. Kelly was present on Jan 6 and spent about an hour in the Capitol building. The FBI today is as corrupt of an outfit that you would ever hope to see, perfectly representing both the swamp and the Democrats who infest it. From their two pro-Whitmer actions, the fall 2020 kidnap plot, and the Kelly arrest last week, it would appear that the party has future plans for Whitmer. 6. Blacklisting. Robert Zimmerman in Behind the Black posted 3 pieces last week about blacklisting and its vile penetration into our political and cultural world. The first story described a Los Angeles City Council regulation that bans the use of any natural gas device in new construction, residential and commercial. As usual, the regulation was based on the climate emergency that has to be solved right now, immediately. Interestingly, the regulation ends up being discriminatory against Asian restaurants because it all but bans the use of the traditional wok, which needs a flame to operate. So, in order to solve a problem that does not exist, they have gone out of their way to destroy incomes of a minority population. Rather than debate and find solutions, liberals now reflexively shut dissent down, certain that they know the answer, as usual not tolerating dissent. Things will get truly ugly if we don't figure out how to shut this down. His second story was about a Cherokee County School District, GA, teacher fired the day after she spoke out at a school board meeting critical of their policies. She was attending both as a teacher and a parent, speaking as a parent. The topic was porn introduced into elementary school libraries that was so extreme that emails describing the content were bounced by internal servers. The meeting was contentious. The board couldn't retaliate against all outraged parents, but they found one they could reach out and touch, the teacher. Final blacklist story was the city of Long Beach will start discriminating against all employees who refuse the jab and boosters, bringing down the entire array of disciplinary and coercive HR actions against them up to and including termination. And for what? Why? Because they can. More later. AG. If ye love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that ye were our countrymen. Samuel Adams, speech at the Philadelphia State House, August 1, 1776.